Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Laura Trump is coming to town tomorrow. Valley Forge, in fact. We're going to break down with her what that's all about. Laura Trump, welcome back to Talk Radio 1210. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, great to be back with you.
Well, let's break this down. Why Valley Forge? Are you guys going to be out in the park or are you going to be at a casino?
We will actually be at a casino.
Okay.
And it's a little warm these days to be totally outside, especially yes. For a bunch of women trying to keep their hair and makeup and everything. But yeah, listen, Pennsylvania is such an important state, and we just felt like, you know, we wanted to do something big, and we wanted to make it in a key state, and we're better than right there in PA, and so we'll be down tomorrow. We're really excited, and, you know, I just can't believe we're already kicking off the 2020 campaign now. I mean, it's official, so we can't wait to get down.
Well, that is genius, because, as you know, you've been through this. Inside this is endless. You have to do this. So I'm told, what is it, around 10:30 or so over at the Valley Forge Casino. What will happen?
Yep. So there will be a group of women who I'm sure everyone will be quite familiar with. I'm going to be kicking off the event. Ronna McDaniel, our chairwoman, will be there. We'll have Katrina Pearson, who's been alongside me with this women's tour that we organically started in 2016. Kimberly Guilfoyle, and we just have a great group of women that will be there. Hopefully Kellyanne Conway can join us as well. But we're going to just talk about why women love Donald Trump. And the reality is, whenever you listen to the mainstream media, they tried to do it back in 2016. They said women would not vote for Donald Trump, and I knew that wasn't true because everywhere I went, women were constantly coming up to me talking about how much they loved him as a candidate, how great a job they thought he would do as our president. And now we see women's unemployment at almost 70-year lows. We see that out of the almost 6 million new jobs created by this president, over half of those jobs have gone to women, 56%. So Donald Trump has been great for women, and we're just out there to remind everybody, let's get in gear, let's mobilize, let's empower women all across this country to get out and support our president.
Hey, tomorrow, if you happen to see, I'm sure they're going to be there, they're friends, they have this classy clothing line, the Adorable Deplorables. Give them a shout out. Take a look at their stuff. These are not cheap T-shirts. These are fancy. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah, I've met any number of these women that are just reared up. Because, Laura, women voters are not looking at, quote, women's issues. They're looking across the board at everything. You mentioned jobs, unemployment, and the like, pretty much in the same way. I mean, there's some issues where there's difference, but by and large, they're voting just like men vote for the country and for the future.
Oh, absolutely they are. And it was always so interesting to me in 2016, obviously running against Hillary Clinton, a woman who the Democrats thought would be our first female president, I would always get asked the question, well, as a woman, wouldn't you want to see a woman be president? Well, the answer is, of course, yes, but I actually, as a woman, want the best person to be our president, and I think most women feel that way. And as a whole, you cannot ignore what has happened in our country since Donald Trump took office. We are a safer country. He's kept the promises that he made during the campaign. We have as seen things happen in this country economically for people that really, we were told by our former president was impossible, especially if you look at the state of Pennsylvania. All of the manufacturing jobs that he said would never come back to the United States have now come back. So, yes, women care as a whole about this country. We want to know that things are working well, that the future looks bright for us, for our kids, for our families. And under Donald Trump, you can say that we are finally headed back in the right direction. So I always find it interesting when the Democrats and the media try to pander to women. We're not dumb. We don't need to be told, you know, who they think we need to vote for. We can decide for ourselves. And I can guarantee you that smart women out there don't care what the candidate looks like. They care what the candidate is going to do. And now we have proof that Donald Trump is an amazing president, and we just want to continue that for four more years.
Well, I'm very glad you're helping to kick us off in Pennsylvania, because I think, bar none, it's 1-2, the most important state. We're still, we've been through it many times, Laura, before, coming close in Pennsylvania, and Donald Trump actually got it done. I've actually said in previous campaigns, you, Ivanka, and others, ought to move here next summer, I guess, during this period. I'm serious. And just go around these four counties, you probably know, but one you're in tomorrow, Montgomery County. The four counties surrounding Philadelphia, this is where President Trump must do moderately well to carry the state, which is critical. So we're honored that Montgomery County chosen to kick this off tomorrow.
Yeah, well, and listen, you're exactly right. Obviously, Pennsylvania is incredibly important. My home state of North Carolina, also incredibly important. So maybe I'll split my summer next year between
the
two. Okay.
Well, you have an opportunity to come on and sit in once a week to do whatever you wish. We'd be honored with. I'm serious, though, that these four counties, when the word gets out and when people like you, Ivanka, and others speak to women and others, it goes a long way, because it wasn't so good here in the 2018 election cycle in these four areas surrounding Philadelphia. And you know Philadelphia's tough country, so this is where the action is. 10:30 tomorrow, the Valley Forge Casino. What time should people get there?
They should probably get there around an hour before.
Okay.
Make sure they can get a seat. Make sure that that they're all set up and ready to go. And it'll be a lot of fun. We're gonna have some Q&A. We're gonna have a panel of women up there just discussing the president and the future of the country. And really just, you know, a kickoff to something that again organically kind of came together in 2016. Women for Trump, and we're really excited to get going again. And this is the last week I can travel before I have a baby. So
oh, that's right. You are a trooper. That's congratulations. Yes, on that. Well, this is the child and you tomorrow. That's quite a hit.
Yeah. So we will both be there. You'll get two for one with me tomorrow. But yeah, we're excited, and it's always fun to get out and talk about our president, and for me to talk about my father-in-law. He's made me incredibly proud, and I know so many people feel that way across this country, and I think women are some of his strongest supporters. So we just want to get things moving and kick this event off, and we're so stoked that we're doing it in Pennsylvania.
Laura, thank you. Enjoy tomorrow here. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.